Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion Collection one spine number at a time. This is episode 44, so we're going to talk about spine number 44, and that's Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger's 1948 film, The Red Shoes. Just so you know, I will spoil this film left and right, so just be warned. Let's get into the plot. So basically, this is a movie where a young aspiring ballerina, played by Maura Scherer, she plays Vicky. She meets a couple composers, one Lermontov, played by Anton Walbrook, and Laborde, played by Leonid Messine. And they take her in after a little bit of deliberation, and they take her in as a ballerina. And they also hire Julius Craster, played by Marius Goring, as the composer, I guess the writer of the music. And they're kind of the directors. And they take her in after seeing her in Swan Lake, I think. Then there's this fantastic sequence where after rehearsing and rehearsing The Red Shoes, they're finally this performance, which goes into this wonderful, just like different world, and there's just this wonderful performance that is, it's surreal. That is a big success, so she does more and more ballets, which makes her more and more tired just tired, I guess. Then her and Craster kind of form a relationship, fall in love. Lermontov becomes more obsessed with success and pushes her. So then the relationship basically falls apart, and she kind of has to pick which one. She picks ballet, so Craster leaves, and then she changes her mind, falls off, and gets hit by a train, and that's how the movie is. So let's get into, that's a plot, let's get into some themes of the film. First of all, there's a big theme here about movie making. Pressburger wrote this himself. I don't think Michael Powell had much to do with the script, and I think that it just feels like this is totally mirroring filmmaking. The Lermontov is pushing everybody to do their best, almost to a fault, while the other guy, Lubov, I can't say that, sorry, he's not. And I think Pressburger wrote this in saying Lermontov is him, and he is pushy, he's mean, he's too tough, and he really stresses out his actors, his actresses. The other guy comes out pretty clean, and he's like, Pal's fine, Pal is a good guy. I am not. I go too far to push myself, to push my actors, my writers. Craster here is would symbolize the writer. There's a lot of moments in here that just feel like they're making a movie, even though they're just making, they're perfecting a play, The Red Shoes, a ballet, I guess, not a play, The Red Shoes, and then once it's done, that's when it goes into that surreal world, and that's like the movie finally being presented to the audience, and it's a big hit. I think Powell and Pressburger were pretty successful, and so then he pushes his writer, he pushes his actress to do more with him and do better and top themselves. That's really what I think this film is about, just filmmaking and how Pressburger and Powell are trying to make good art, but kind of taking a look at, like, why push someone as far as they do in this film. Man, let's talk about that the ballet sequence. It's supposed to be just on stage, but it's clearly maybe this is how Vicky feels. She feels like she's finally performing. She's in this world. She's no longer Vicky. She's the character in the red shoes. Stuff that happens, like she jumps into the shoes, which is impossible, especially the way it's presented, but this is how she feels. It goes from set to set. Just absolutely beautiful. This whole film is beautiful. Technicolor, one of the first films, I believe, in Technicolor. And it is gorgeous. Just so many beautiful sequences. So then the latter half is basically the breakdown, the consequences to being so tough and so pushy. The actress is just too tired. Once I have a normal life with Craster, Julius, wants to just fall in love and be normal, but also she wants to keep making this great art, and this pushes her way too far. She falls off the edge and is hit by a train and dies, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, it's Pressburger kind of saying he's so tough, he's slowly killing the people he works for. Really taking a look at himself, I feel, in this movie. Even with Julius Craster, who convinces, they fall in love, Vicky and Craster, and they run off together. But it seems at this point, Vicky and, like, Craster can't produce any musical, any ballet, any music, I mean. So she's not doing a lot. She's, 'cause you can't act without the material. That's when she comes running back to Lermontov, he convinces her to come back because she needs to act again. She needs to dance. But the only one good enough is the guy Lermontov, which is why she has to choose between love without dancing, without performing, or without love and getting to perform for people, which is pretty dark, and why she kind of dies, because she can't find her way to which one, or pick her favorite scenario there, and she's stuck in the middle, and then dies because of it. Yeah, this film is pretty great. Let's move on to the conclusion. Definitely a brilliant film. Love the Technicolor. Absolutely beautiful. Hard for me to talk about that stuff sometimes, visuals and stuff, and editing, but this film, very well paced, very beautiful with the Technicolor again, just absolutely stunning, which, I don't know, don't say too often, don't know why, but man, this film looks great, especially that dance sequence that I can't stop talking about. Very surreal. This is my second time watching it. The first time didn't seem very interested. Don't know why. I was 4 years ago. I was 19. I don't know. Definitely different this time. Just flows so well. Over 2 hours, and it just flows like it's over like that. Very, very beautiful, very amazing. Let's see, I think I'm rambling at this point, but yeah. Seems to take a lot from Black Swan. I mean, vice versa, not vice versa, reverse that. Black Swan takes a lot from this. It felt like a girl, maybe it felt like a girly movie, too girly. I'm like, what is this movie? Just dancing? Okay. And then, I don't know, I guess I've grown up as a cinephile a little bit, enough to say, no, this is absolutely brilliant. It's Black Swan is a lot darker, a lot more. They could show a lot more because you can't show a lot in 1948, and I don't think they would have shown what Black Swan shows. But no, this film is brilliant. You can see, you can feel the terror with Vicky as she slowly is harassed by Lermontov, but you can also feel her desire to dance because. You know that's what she loves, that she wants to do for the rest of her life. There's a scene where Craster's trying to write music after they leave, and you can feel the sadness in Craster because he just can't write something else. He needs the help of Lermontov, and you can kind of feel Lermontov's frustration with himself and his co-workers, I guess. Yeah, film's brilliant, beautiful, amazing. Glad I got to rewatch it with a different look at it. Got to pay attention more, which definitely helped. Sometimes you can get distracted by movies and like miss something brilliant, but yeah, definitely glad I watched it this time. You can follow me on Twitter at the Criterionist. Read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. That's schmuck F-O-R life. Listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds, which I co-host with my friend Andrew. You can find that on iTunes. You can find this podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to it if you haven't already. Go leave a review. Much appreciate it. Yeah, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a good rest of your day. Bye.